Lewis, guess what I came across today about central banks and the situation in the Middle East? It's pretty interesting.
Oh yeah, what's going on there?
Well, economists are saying that with the recent attacks from Israel on Iran, central bankers might be even more cautious about cutting interest rates.
I see. So it's adding to the existing challenges they already have, like Trump's trade war.
Exactly, and if the conflict escalates further, oil prices might go above $80 per barrel.
Wow, that's a big deal. So if oil prices rise, that would mean more inflation, right?
Yes, and central banks are really cautious because they don't want to be seen as too tolerant of energy-driven inflation.
That makes sense. They're still trying to forget the post-COVID price surge, aren't they?
Right, and there's a real risk of stagflation, which is bad for growth and drives up prices.
So it's like a double-edged sword for them. They have to be careful.
That's what Torsten Slok, an economist at Apollo, said. He said the Fed is torn between cutting rates or not.
Yeah, I can see how they'd be in a tough spot.
And the Bank of England is probably going to keep rates at 4.25% this Thursday.
Right, they cut rates in May, so maybe they want to see more data before acting again.
Exactly, and with the recent oil price movements, they're definitely not in a good position to relax policy.
So what's the current oil price doing?
Brent crude surged over 12% to $78.5 per barrel, but then dropped back to $73.12.
Wow, that's a big swing. What's the worst case scenario?
If the Strait of Hormuz gets closed, oil could spike to over $120 per barrel.
That's quite a big claim, right?
It is, but some analysts are saying the market is pricing in a more measured outcome for now.
So, the central banks are probably watching this closely.
They are, and some economists argue that even though oil prices are lower than the beginning of the year, they still need to be cautious.
Yeah, because people might start expecting inflation to come back, leading to wage demands and more inflation.
Exactly, which brings back the same issues they faced with the post-COVID surge.
So it's a tricky situation. The Fed is stuck in limbo, right?
Diane Swonk from KPMG said until they have clarity, the Fed can't just cut rates preemptively.
Right, they need to balance keeping prices under control with supporting the labor market.
And with all these geopolitical tensions, it's even more complicated.
So it looks like we might not see rate cuts anytime soon.
That's the consensus among economists. They're really in an uncomfortable position.
Yeah, I can see why. It's like walking on eggshells.
Exactly, and with the trade war and possible oil shocks, they can't afford to make a mistake.
So, what do you think we should look out for in the coming weeks?
I think we should watch the oil price and the central bank meetings closely. It's going to be a big factor in their decisions.
Agreed. It's going to be a bumpy ride for now.
For sure, let's keep our ears to the ground and see what happens.